This is Jason Albert, and you are listening to an abridged version of the Faster Skeeter podcast. This is the second in a series of Wednesday workouts with Dave Sislavsky here in Bend, Oregon. This workout will focus on compartment syndrome and will feature two gym-oriented exercises to help prevent its onset. I'll let Dave start things off with an intro.
My name is Dave Sislavsky, and I'm a physical therapist at Focus Physical Therapy and with the U.S. Nordic combined team.
Okay, I was just waiting for like a bunch of the letters at the end.
Oh, yeah, I can do that too.
Okay, sure. All right, do the intro with the letters too.
My name is Dave Sislavsky. I'm a DPT, and I'm also a certified strength and conditioning specialist.
So what are we going to focus on today?
One of the things I talked about in the first session with you was anterior compartment syndrome stuff, and I know that that's something that a lot of people have a lot of interest in, and a lot of U.S. skiers are kind of afflicted with this kind of stuff. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about, as a PT, some of the things that we focus on to try and work on that. Obviously, the modalities you use to try and get rid of the compartment syndrome don't really work that well. And then you end up having to go down some pretty aggressive pathways with that. Surgeries, Botox injections, there's a lot that goes on with that. So it's basically, it's that muscle on the front of your shin that just gets to the point where it's so overused and so pumped up that it starts to strangulate nerves. You get vascular changes, and it's pretty painful.
If you can kind of take a step back, two things. One is specifically about maybe skating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really, it happens a lot with skating. It happens a lot with running too.
Okay. And is there something about the skating motion? Is it the push off to the side that helps exacerbate the development of the muscle?
Yeah, it's actually, it's on the return. So it's the muscle that basically pulls your toes towards your nose. So we call that dorsiflexion. So with skating, if people are really overemphasizing kind of the pullback with the toes as they push off, that'll really get kind of flared up. It also helps to stabilize the ankle and the ankle relative to the knee. So in weird conditions, sometimes that can kind of get overworked. And then in the running motion, if the mechanics of the hip aren't very good, basically you'll pull your toes towards your nose so that you don't trip over your feet.
Okay.
And so that's how that thing kind of gets overworked.
And correct me here, but I think you said something about the traditional modalities mm-hmm. for remedying the problem.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people get rubbed on, they get, you know, e-stim, they ice them. I mean, it's just all that kind of stuff to try and get the tone to calm down in the muscle. But if you don't address the movement pattern, it doesn't go away.
I mean, there's a long list of
skiers
who have.
A lot of people have fasciotomies. The U.S. sees a lot of these cases where you don't necessarily see this kind of stuff going on in other countries. And I can go on and on about medical system and who athletes see first and that kind of thing. But it just doesn't really happen in other countries. You don't hear about the Norwegians having crazy anterior compartment syndrome problems.
Well, is that because one might go see an MD first?
Or? Yeah, I mean, there the physios are a lot. They act more like what I do. They are really more, I think they're more involved earlier in the process. And they're more, again, more movement oriented rather than just passive modality oriented.
And what would be some early warning signs that
The traditional shin splints, people start complaining that they have shin splints, and there's that pain at the front of the shin when they do things. And it usually, you know, it doesn't come on right away necessarily. It kind of builds over time. And then as volume goes up, it just kind of gets worse and worse and worse. And they start talking about having tingling in their toes and in their feet and those kinds of things. I mean, those would be the kind of the early signs for sure. I mean, there are a lot of different causes of this. I mean, I'm just going to be addressing basically the movement side of it, not necessarily, there's a lot of docs out there that specialize in this kind of stuff. And there's other things that can happen too, but we're just going to look at the movement stuff.
And the movement stuff that we're going to be looking at today, is this something that people start long before symptoms might arise to prevent compartment syndrome?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of this stuff is present for a long time, and it's, you know, I call it, you know, burning get out of jail for free cards. Basically, it's not a problem until it's a problem. So, you know, you might have a junior who's all of a sudden they're upping their training volume hours. They've got some of these, you know, these weaknesses that just really haven't been dealt with, you know, and as the hours start to go up, we start to get some of these issues. That's usually, a lot of these things crop up when the people start increasing the duration or the intensity of their training and and then you've kind of burned all your get out of jail for free cards, and then it's a problem.
And is there something from your perspective that, say, that someone's either having a flare up or there's early signs that they might be developing compartment syndrome? Are there other exercises that they can do that might benefit, say, they're training for the winter race season?
And we're going to go over a couple of those things today.
Okay.
So there'll be the exercises we're going to talk about today are going to be very, they're ski specific, but you can also add in a little bit of this kind of specific movement that I'm looking for to kind of de-emphasize that anterior compartment stuff. It's interesting too, in the summers I see this with, especially with the different roller skis out there, sometimes this can get exacerbated in the summer as well. If somebody's skiing on a longer roller ski with a lot of weight out front, they actively have to pick their toes up quite a bit more because that front wheel is going to drag on the ground. So maybe it's not such a big deal in the winter time, but in the summer it really gets flared up because, you know, sometimes with equipment choices.
Are we good?
We're good, I think.
Thanks for listening. And if you have a ski-specific physical therapy issue you'd like Dave to address in a Wednesday workout, you can drop me a note at jason@fasterskeeter.com. Thanks.